You don't even know shit about the struggle. Fuck. Do you know how many times?
The same point.
Do you know how many times? Do you know how many times I missed porridge in school?
Calvin just got here.
That kind of feels like a you problem.
I missed porridge because I was in the shower and the showers were cold. What up? This is the one episode. My name is G Money.
Ashley.
I feel like this week we're not in sync.
No, the sitting arrangement is odd.
I'm opening the email for point number
okay,
one.
Okay, Sour. Yeah.
Mm. All right. We're not starting again.
Let's
you know
go.
Who we are.
Yeah,
go.
You know us.
Andy.
Yeah. Okay, Andy. It's your boy. Yeah.
It's your boy, Andy.
Big C. Yeah, man. So
the floor is yours.
What all right, one? All right, all right. So I got an email from my daughter.
An email from your daughter. I love that.
Right? So what happened is this.
Who is how old again?
My daughter's 11.
11. Mm.
So her and her cousin, last week as we had lunch, were saying, hey, listen, we really want to meet Davido, right? And I told them, listen, we need to come up with a plan. What is it that you guys really want to do? Because I'm really trying to teach them how to, you know, a couple of these things, you gotta earn them. But also it's just for, you know, games,
vibes,
right?
Yeah.
Good vibes. Yo, so I told them, hey, you guys need to tell me what's on offer. So they're like, oh, we're not going to eat meat, what. I'm like, yo, I'm not there every single day. I don't know what your diet
plus,
is.
Plus, what's eating meat got to do with seeing the video?
Yeah.
Oh, see, they're sacrificing.
Even the video came together to eat meat.
Yeah.
Are you actually hustling your kids?
I'm not.
What could you possibly gain from them?
No, they're asking me. You see, this is like the first and foremost, the conversation, we had a very, very dope conversation with them. We started with Easter and the meaning of Easter. And it was at that particular point I decided, you know what, let me take it left. And I told them, hey, I am an atheist. And they were like, what? Like, you should have seen the shock on their face. My daughter actually said, can I call your mom and tell your mom? I'm like, yo, who are you trying to snitch?
She was like, I'm a snitch.
But you did theology.
You see, the beautiful thing about it is I enjoyed the conversation that we were having. Yeah, to see an 11 and a 12-year-old like arguing with me and saying, okay, so I'm asking them, what is it that you guys want to give for me to avail this, right? Mm. Mm. And so they now start to think about it. And I saw them all go their separate ways. Mm. And I'm like, yo, this is a joint task.
Right.
Then one is like, no, I have decided I am going. I'm like, bro, see, I told you guys do it together.
Teamwork. What were you saying about teamwork on the...
Earlier. Yeah, I see, but it's just one of those things. And they sent me an email and they were like, hey, after the conversation that we have had, we've decided to forfeit our mobile phones for a month for us to be able to meet Davido.
Mm.
And I was
And
like,
they both have phones?
Yeah.
So let me ask you, before
for
you go...
For a month?
Let me ask you. So the cousin and your daughter both have phones.
Yes.
So they can call each other. Did they live together?
Oh. No.
Okay, so they can call each other.
Yeah, but they go to the same school.
But is there like a, is there like, I'm just out of interest. Is there like a shot of time? Is there
yes.
rules?
Okay, yes. So there's an app that you get on the phone, right? That you can see what they're using. And also like, particularly on the iPhone, like my daughter can send me a message and say, hey, can I get 30 more minutes access to use this app?
Oh, okay, be a cool. Parent.
Yeah,
right. Wow.
Yeah, so you're able to control all of these things. So you know who they're calling, what, all of these different kind of things.
Oh, that's dope, that's dope.
Wow. So it's just, I'm having fun while having these conversations with them.
Right.
Like it's so interesting to see the level of commitment.
Right, so what I found interesting, because I watched it on your stories, what I found interesting was, I love the fact that JoJo's going into the space of actually knowing who you are and what you do.
Yeah.
The fact that she could say to you, I want to go and meet Davido, for me was kind of cool. You know, like it's like an acknowledgement that my dad is in that space.
Yeah.
You know?
But you know what's actually interesting now that we're speaking about that? When I was picking them up at school last week, right? So there was one kid who didn't come for the birthday. So I think her mom or something. Mm. So she meets me at the school. I'm just waiting for my daughter and her cousin. And she's like, hi, how are you? And I'm like, I'm good. She says her name. And I'm like, I'm Calvin. She's like, no, I know who you are. Baba Jojo. I'm like, oh. Like, I always have to remember.
Accordingly.
I have to, like, address
Somebody's
myself.
Father.
Yo.
Address yourself now, accordingly.
Yo, it's so weird.
Like,
yo, also, I'm like, but now this next thing took me out. She's like, I like how you sound. I'm like, okay. I like your dreadlocks. I'm like, what the fuck is this, though? Kids, man. Yeah. Yo, at this particular point, me, I'm blushing. I'm like, yo, I just want to pick my daughter up and fucking leave. This 12-year-old's out here just like continuously giving me compliments. It's sweet,
yeah,
but it's just so interesting to see her in that whole era.
What happened with the Davido story? Did you come to a deal or did you come to an arrangement? Like, was it, like, what happened?
Nah, man, she ended up traveling.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
Yeah.
So would you have done it?
Yeah.
Did they still give up using the...
No, I wasn't going to let them do it.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's just those ones for... I want you to I like to challenge the thinking process.
No, it's good because it's also like responsible.
If they hadn't traveled, man, it's very simple. Mm. Take those phones for a month.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
For a month?
For sure.
Hell no. How am I going to call her?
They must know hard life.
But exactly.
How's she going to contact her boyfriend?
Responsibility.
Breed character.
Actually think so. I'm bring up that conversation we had the other time because I saw it pop up again on social media just this week. Like, do we have to go through struggle?
We don't. Oh my gosh. Sorry, I said it too loud.
No, let's go.
We don't.
I love the passion.
Fam, let me tell you.
Let me tell you,
right? I don't know where we were sold the idea. Maybe in slavery or colonialism. I don't know where we were sold the idea that struggle is noble. It's not. Like, fam, it's like, well, you know, there's the whole thing of like, and we guys talk about going to school and what you went through at school and like borderline child abuse, not being fed nutrition properly, eating cabbage all day, and guys, but it builds character. What the
cabbage
hell?
Cabbage all day.
Fam, let me tell you, eat cabbage and githeri all day.
That
right?
Have weevils.
That too. Let me finish.
Let him go.
Guys, whoever is listening to the podcast, whoever's watching the podcast, there's a difference between working on your goals and struggling.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to go through the process. I've went through the process. I've been through the process where I got my first job. I messed up. I got sacked. I didn't have money. I had to go home. I came back. I triumphed. That's life.
That's life, right? But you know, I love how you romanticize your struggle.
No, but it wasn't a struggle. It was the life.
Process. You know, it's not,
you know,
struggle.
You know how he's saying it.
No,
you just spoke smack about us who ate githeri.
No, listen. All right, so let me give you the Jamaican equivalent. There were days when I had to just eat.
Fam, you went to school until 3 p.m. Don't ever forget that.
Yes.
Who gives you the right to talk about struggle while we are seated here? Pass the mantle.
But that's exactly why he said there's a difference between struggle.
Bro, no, you even ruined while he was out there talking about, you were like, no! You don't even know shit about the struggle. Do you know how many times I missed porridge in school?
Calvin just got here.
That kind of feels like a you problem.
I missed porridge. Because I was in the shower and the showers were cold.
Well, why did you stay in the shower?
Because I needed to be fresh.
Fam, let me tell you. Bro.
So you'd rather be fresh than...
He went to school with ironed pants. All of my people who are watching the podcast, you know about putting your pants under the bed folded. That's what I'm talking about.
Struggle.
Struggle builds character. That is why I can't leave the house just looking unkempt. Now?
Okay, so listen what I'm saying to you, right? Listen,
that's the question. Would you do it?
This
right
is what
now?
I'm saying to you right now. End of the day, it's that I don't want anybody out there to feel that.
Damn, if you they have coffee on set.
If they haven't, I've been here struggling trying to not share the brand.
I can tell.
But like, if I don't want,
well, it's for four people. Where's your coffee? What? Oh.
It's a drama.
I'm just trying to say, I don't see the nobility in struggle. And I'm not saying this at my stage of life because I've put work in. I've worked hard. I've done those things of going
10,000 hours.
I've done 10,000 hours. I've done the not sleeping for 2 days. I've done, but it wasn't a struggle. Me.
Never slept 2 days.
I've done that thing of having like 2 hours sleep in 2 days.
No, I don't know what.
No.
Why are you on?
No, it's because I know you're one person who can sleep on cue. Like, if I did this,
I can sleep on cue because I've
slept on the podcast.
This man actually slept on the podcast.
He did.
He's like, wild. Yo, by the way, I had to call Byron. I was like, yo, cut that bit out. Yeah?
That was
I hope you still have that clip.
Nah, he cut it.
Yo, guys, slept, Byron. He slept.
No, do you know the reason why I cut out though? Bro, could you imagine like if
I'm sure you threatened Byron. If I see that on the podcast, you're not getting paid, man.
Bro, let me tell you.
Man said I don't slept 2 days, bro.
Yo, do you know, but now I'm old.
Do you know how many times we'd do the show and my guy would be
especially when we do the show from his house.
I know.
Oh,
bro.
Man.
Hey. Bro, let's not tell a lie.
Wait. And this is something I hate about like not you guys, but generally. You guys don't think I had a whole life before I came here.
No, he definitely did.
I had a whole life. At the end of the day, man was in the street. What are you doing, Ashley? I can see.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to fix my
They can't focus. What are you doing, Ashley?
So, no, you know, no. The thing is,
I just
told
that nip.
No, it's my bra.
Oh,
so the thing with this top, right? When I like do that, that the like.
So you stop your own show.
I was really trying to adjust it.
So that's what I was saying. Like, end of the day, like, so what I'm trying to say is
you gotta pay for that.
Don't allow anybody to tell you that struggle is if you can get through life without struggle, it's okay.
I believe that the universe will support whatever belief you have, and it's gonna make it come to life. Because, as he keeps saying, everything can be right and exist at the same time, because we can take specimen A, someone who's struggled his whole life to make it, and we can see his story. He actually struggled and he made it. We can take specimen B, someone who believed that they didn't have to struggle to make it. They didn't struggle, they made it.
Bruh.
And you're going to see there. Yeah.
It's also,
struggle is different for people. Like,
yeah,
what your struggle is some might people not be struggle. My struggle.
You know, how many
might not be what I see as a struggle.
Right.
You know, like,
right.
Like,
I know,
like,
let me give you an example. Sorry to jump in there. I know people who are stupidly rich, have been born into money, like their parents are proper well off. And do you know what their struggle is? Their struggle is to make it on their own.
Yeah.
You get me? They don't, like, you know, all right, my mom is rich, my dad is rich, but I don't want to just be that guy who relies on family wealth. I want to go out there. And for them, that's a struggle. You get me? That's also a struggle. But it's also their process.
Yeah.
I'm talking about unnecessary struggle, bruh.
Yeah.
You know, like,
struggle and responsibility. Like, being taught responsibility is different than struggle.
True.
Like, 100. My struggle was being told you have to wash the car so that you can get money or you know,
my struggle was
like work for your money.
And then my struggle was thinking that we'd never own a car. Bro, do you know how deep this is? I'm like, this could make you laugh, right?
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. There's two things I never thought I'd be able to do. One was own a car or drive a car. It just looked so complicated and it was out of my space. Like, you know, you don't come from a family that can afford to have a car. Do you know the other thing is, bro, I never thought I'd understand all the buttons on a big screen TV remote.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, I thought that if I could ever afford a TV that had so many buttons on the remote, I was going to be super confused.
Yeah.
The truth is, I have a big TV that I still don't understand the remote, but I feel a bit different now.
But here's the thing.
But you're a gamer, so you with the pads and everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Lord doesn't give you what you can't take. And I want to get into like a bit of, you know, your story. You've shared it very, very nicely. Right? And you know,
right,
you've shared so many different stories about so many different struggles that you've been through, you know, like, you know, leaving school at 3 p.m. And all of
2:45. Was it
and
one
you know,
get it
you've
fried.
Even you know, Jesus even said that, you know, at times
was it
the brain cells be getting fried. He's like, yo, I put the cologne by the door so that I can remember.
Yes, it's
that's
still
a struggle,
there.
Right? But I think, let me tell you this. Do you know how many times you're racing to get to work in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
Like at 5:45?
Uh-huh.
The struggle to make it to work.
Okay.
Imagine if God didn't take away your hair. How late would you be?
This has been the one other show. My name is Ashley.
Do you know, I thought you was going somewhere with that. Let's talk about a 5:45. The reason he mentions 5:45 is because Calvin and I live in adjacent areas. My areas are slightly bit richer.
Hell no. Yo, my pool's bigger than yours.
Yeah, but you know, you're in
No.
You're in the wash area.
I'm on the side. I saw your neighbor post up and say that you have bad roads on that side. I was like, how?
Not my name. They must be new to this.
But you know, you guys got roads the other day. Don't ever forget that.
Yeah, but we have good roads.
You know, like, you saw your road being constructed. Bro, me, my road, I was, like, when I landed, the road was still there.
Yeah, it's fine.
You guys were, like, being told, pee, pee, pee.
No, it's fine. It's okay. It's just that, like, let's say where you live, like, there's a chance to be stopped by police late. But where I live, there's not much chance.
But here's the thing.
This is all boys.
But you know.
I can see that. Okay.
But you know, like let me tell you. Let me tell you one thing. You see the good thing about my neck of the woods is like, you guys have alcohol on your side. We could never. Like, imagine on our president.
But then you don't need alcohol blow where you live.
But to get to your house, you still have to pass by the alcohol blow.
Where?
He only has to cross the road from you. You have bars. You?
But no.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a local.
Oh, you have, the wines and spirits across you.
Where?
There's
no wines and spirits.
Wines and spirits.
Are you mad?
You know, like, I've looked at your
house. How do you know?
Like,
I'm opening a wine and spirits soon.
Let me tell you. You have a horror scene next to
you. Do you know how
house.
I know?
Have you guys demolished that house?
Do you know how
the
I know?
The one that's unfinished.
Do you know how the vegetarian. Do you know how I know you live in the hood? You have a 24-hour pharmacy. Anywhere that has a 24-hour pharmacy, you do.
Down the road,
anyway,
yeah?
Listen, shops must close at 8 o'clock in residential areas. You have a 24-hour pharmacy.
Okay.
Damn, I could never relate, man. I'm glad I could never
relate. Wait, before we got there, what were you saying?
I forgot.
This has been one episode.
This should have been done like 3 minutes ago.
How did we get
my name is Ashley.
No, it was
and
the hair.
Wait.
Adios, muchachos.
Stop. 5:45. Really back in.
Ashley, what? We tried.
So, the reason is, let me tell you. So, the thing is, because I live in a civilized part of town. In the morning, on the way to work, I drop my Ascari to the stage. Mm-hmm. And very often, I see Calvin on the way to work. Sometimes, I don't recognize him because he's driving his Kilimani car. Sometimes... Listen, this is the one episode. My name is G Money.
We've said our names like three times.
A big C.
And the young man's here.
Hi.
But you know what? Have you noticed I've stopped using that road?